Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, January 5th is National Bird Day. We'll learn about some of the best pet birds, how to select the right pet bird for your family, and a special Don't Eat That, just for birds. And we'll hear some heartwarming real-life stories about dogs and cats after that. So again, January 5th is National Bird Day. AVMA, or the American Veterinary Medical Association, has some helpful tips. They've got this helpful article on selecting a pet bird. Humans have been fascinated by birds for centuries, with a variety of species kept as companion animals in cultures around the world. They can make a wonderful addition to households, especially if there is limited space or family members are allergic to other animals. What are you looking for in a bird? Your choice of bird will be affected by your preferences for appearance, personality, companionship, or ability to talk. Appearance. Pet birds come in many sizes and colors, ranging from finches, with a wingspan of just a few inches, to macaws, whose wingspan can be up to 4 feet. Bird feather hues range from natural grays, yellows, reds, and greens to unusual color combinations resulting from selective breeding. Personalities. Personality traits vary widely among birds. Parakeets are friendly and relatively easy to tame if obtained when young. Cockatiels are usually active and cheerful birds too. Small to medium-sized parrots such as conures and large parrots such as Amazons, African grays, macaws, and cockatoos have unique personalities that require more time and effort by their owners to ensure their social behavior needs are met. Young weaned birds are frequently easily tamed and trained. Some people suggest that if a person is interested in a large parrot, he or she should get a smaller parrot as a starter bird to learn about their needs and behavior. However, a responsible bird owner should never assume that these smaller birds will require less skill, knowledge, and commitment. Companionship. Birds can make a wonderful companion. Birds are beautiful to look at, and many species have a remarkable ability for song and speech. They can be entertaining companions for play and other activities. However, most species of companion birds are not domesticated. Therefore, they are not adapted to continuous physical contact, such as prolonged stroking or petting, or being allowed on a person's shoulder or lap for prolonged periods. This type of contact may encourage inappropriate hormonal behaviors in birds and may lead to undesired behaviors and activities such as regurgitation, self-stimulation, aggression, and excessive egg laying. If you're looking for a lap pet, a companion bird may not be the best pet for you. Having just one bird increases the odds that it will bond with and be responsive to its owner. Some individual birds appear to do best when kept singly. Other birds, such as finches, are happiest living in small groups. Parakeets make excellent pet birds as they can be kept singly, in pairs, or in smaller groups in a flight cage. Lifespan of pet birds. When considering a bird as a pet, remember that the lifespans of birds vary widely. Parakeets live an average of 6 years, but can live as long as 18 years. Cockatiels live 5 years on average, but many have lived for more than 30 years. Finches live an average of 4 to 5 years, but lifespans of 3 times that have been documented. Even canaries, which live an average of 8 years, have been reported to live for 20 years. Recorded lifespans for larger birds like parrots, conures, macaws, and cockatoos range from 20 years to more than 100 years. Remember that when you choose a pet, you are making a commitment to care for that animal for its entire life. Preparing for your bird. All species of birds need a balanced diet. A diet consisting entirely or predominantly of seeds and nuts is not balanced. Clean water, suitable caging, appropriate light, proper sanitation, and regular veterinary checkups. Some birds may also need to have their wing feathers clipped periodically to reduce the risks of trauma and escape. If you're considering a pet bird, consult a veterinarian for guidance on selecting and caring for your pet bird. Here are some general tips for proper housing of your pet bird. All new birds should be kept separate from birds already living in the household until they have been quarantined for an appropriate length of time. This includes a separate air supply and separate equipment and utensils. Consult with your veterinarian about the recommended quarantine period, which should include a veterinary exam prior to its completion. The cage should be set up with appropriate food and water in advance of bringing the bird home. Initially, feed your bird the same food that was fed by the seller. Any food changes should be made gradually. Speak with an avian veterinarian about ways to safely convert a bird to a healthy diet if they are on an unbalanced diet. Birds should be kept in cages that allow space for them to climb, walk around, and ideally fly. Because most cages restrict a bird's ability to fly, you should provide supervised access to an adequately sized exercise area outside of the cage for several hours a day. The cage should be designed for easy removal of dishes and droppings and be free from hazards such as cleaning fumes or cooking odors, which can sicken a bird. Cages should be placed away from drafts and at eye level or higher so your bird will feel more secure. Perches should allow maximum horizontal flight, be sized appropriately for the bird's feet, and provide good footing. Finding a pet bird. Pet shops that specialize in birds and nonprofit organizations that rehome pet birds are often good sources and can offer you guidance on the care of your new bird. Birds may also be available from local shelters, rescue groups, and directly from former owners. However, potential owners should carefully question the caretakers of these birds to determine why they were relinquished. If they have the necessary skills and experience, if you have the necessary skills and experience, you might consider adopting a bird with special medical or behavioral needs. The best source for a large parrot is most often a reputable breeder or nonprofit parrot rehoming organization. Local companion bird clubs, other nonprofit organizations, and avian veterinarians are also good sources of recommendations. Be aware that there is significant risk involved when purchasing a bird sight unseen, as from the internet. Wherever you purchase your bird, the seller should allow its return within a reasonable period of time if it is not a good fit for your household. There are some physical features that you should look at when deciding whether or not to purchase a particular bird. For example, the bird's eyes should be bright and clear, and there should be no discharges from the eyes or nostrils. Its feathers should be in good condition, clean, free of droppings, and never remain ruffled or puffed up. And legs, feet, and toes should not be excessively scaly. Watch the bird's behavior. It should not be tail bobbing, tail feathers moving up and down in a pumping action with breathing. Adult birds that keep their eyes closed with people in the room should be avoided, as this may indicate illness. Adult birds should always be on the alert with people around, but healthy baby birds will sometimes fall asleep despite activity. Caring for your bird and its environment. Although a cage bird may appear to be a low-maintenance pet, this is definitely not the case. All birds need regular care and attention. If cleanliness is a priority for you, a bird may not make a good pet. Birds will drop feathers, dust, and food from their cages and generally cannot be house-trained. If you live in an apartment, a caged bird might make noises that could bother your neighbors. Some species of birds are noisier than others. Most birds do not respond well to being left alone for long periods of time. And finding someone to care for your bird when you travel could pose a challenge. Finally, consider that birds with long lifespans could outlive you. Training a pet bird to talk. Prospective bird owners are often interested in birds that can learn to talk, but choosing a bird solely on that basis may not be realistic, as some birds may not respond to your efforts at training. With patience, however, some pet birds learn to speak a variety of words and phrases. Some parakeets or budgies and cockatiels will learn to talk, while other birds such as African gray and yellow-naped Amazon parrots can potentially develop an extended vocabulary. Veterinary care for your bird. Pets have special veterinary needs, and your veterinarian plays an important role in keeping your pet bird healthy throughout its life. The Association of Avian Veterinarians provides veterinary resources for bird owners, including information on basic pet bird care, bird health exams, and a search function to help you find an avian veterinarian. The best reason for obtaining a pet bird is a desire to bring an intelligent, sensitive, and beautiful animal into your household. Once you have prepared yourself and your home for a companion bird, you are on your way to enjoying an amazing relationship. And from Women's Day, they have 10 birds that'll make for a great family pet. They're a little easier to take care of than a four-legged friend. They say, so your family is ready for a new pet, but it's not exactly a new dog or cat that's something that's coming into the picture. A feathered friend is a great compromise, but there's still a ton of research that goes into bringing a new bird home. Every breed has different looks, personalities, and needs, so it's vital that you find the best pet bird to match with your family's lifestyle. A few questions to ask as you begin the process are: how much time a day they need attention, how long do they live, how much space do they require, and what kind of food do they eat? If you're looking for a bird that loves the spotlight and wants your child to play with them each and every day, a cockatoo will be the perfect fit. But if your family is on the go and you'd rather have a more hands-off pet, consider the finch. Either way, there's no doubt that you'll find the perfect companion for your family soon. And we'll start with a parakeet. Also known as budgies, according to PetSmart, parakeets can quickly become your family's best friend with their sweet gestures and tunes. With practice, parakeets can nibble out of your hand, whistle in tune, and learn basic commands. How can you resist? Cockatiel, a perfect beginner bird. PetSmart notes that cockatiels love playing with their owners and should be given at least 1 hour of attention per day. These bright birds love hanging out outside of their cage, so consider purchasing a perch for them to hang out on and socialize even if you're not actively playing with them. The cockatoo, a bird of style, the cockatoo is one attention-grabbing and attention-loving animal. According to the Spruce, cockatoos are quick to bond with their owners and thrive on their relationships. In fact, if they don't receive enough attention, they can become depressed and begin plucking out their feathers as a sign of distress. But as long as these birds are getting love for at least an hour or so a day, they'll become a member of the family in no time. The lovebird. If you're looking for a companion for life, stop your search now. PetSmart notes that there's no bond breaking when lovebirds make a connection with their partners, whether if it's with another bird of their kind or with a human. These creatures love bathing, so give them a bowl of water to wash in 2 or 3 times a week for some playtime. The finch. If your family is looking for a bird that doesn't require much attention, the finch might just be the perfect fit. While its beautiful look and charming chirps are fun to watch, the Spruce notes that finches prefer to stay inside their cage, away from human interaction. If you want a bird with a similar size but with a more hands-on experience, check out the parakeet. The conure. Although PetSmart notes that conures are native to Central and South America, as long as their cage is big enough to spread their wings and their diet consists of pellets of leafy greens, they'll thrive in nearly any environment at home. If you're thinking about purchasing a conure for your child, be warned. You'll be taking care of them well after your little one goes to college. These birds could live up to 20 years. The parrotlet, although they may look similar to lovebirds, parrotlets are very different. According to PetSmart, parrotlets can grow up to 7 inches long, live up to 20 years, and love to be stimulated with toys and games. Heads up, these guys can get pretty noisy at sunrise and sunset, so use a cover for their cage. The dove. You may not think of doves as a family pet to keep inside the home, but they're more common than you might expect. Doves love living in pairs or flocks and enjoy nesting in the nighttime. For a sweet treat, once or twice a week, doves can eat a fresh piece of fruit. The pioness. Ready for the ultimate commitment? According to Pets Lady, pionesses can live up to 40 years. These beautiful birds can reach up to 10 inches long and love to play with everyone, which means they won't become attached to a single person in the family. Good for multiple kids. As long as you're ready to raise a bird alongside your children, the pioness is right for you. And Meyer's parrot. You might stray away from the Meyer's parrot because you assume all parrots are just loud, but not this bird. These cool, calm creatures love attention and playing around. Pets Lady notes that Meyer's parrots might nip and nibble, but they don't bite too often. These birds make a great addition to any family with older children. So there you have it, 10 great pet birds, according to Women's Day. And now for the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That. 10 Common Foods That Can Poison, you guessed it, your bird, by Allison Calhagen, the Spruce Pets. Birds are such social creatures, so many owners allow their pets to be included at mealtime. While sharing food with your bird is a lot of fun and can be wonderful for your pet's emotional health, there are many common human foods that can be harmful or even fatal to your bird. Owners need to know which foods are fine for sharing and which pose a serious risk. First is chocolate. Chocolate is a wonderful treat to share with human family members, but it can be harmful or fatal to your pet bird. Chocolate poisoning first affects a bird's digestive system, causing vomiting and diarrhea. As the condition progresses, the bird's central nervous system is affected, first causing seizures and eventually death. Apple seeds. Apples, along with other members of the rose family, did you know it? Including cherries, peaches, apricots, and pears, contain trace amounts of cyanide within their seeds. While the fruit of the apple is fine for your bird, be aware that in addition to the poisonous seeds, there may be pesticides present on the fruit skin. Thoroughly clean and core any apple pieces that you share with your bird to avoid exposure to these toxins. Alcohol. Although responsible bird owners would never dream of offering their pet an alcoholic drink, there have been instances in which free-roaming birds have attained alcohol poisoning by helping themselves to unattended cocktails. Alcohol depresses the organ systems of birds and can be fatal. Whenever alcohol is served in your home, keep your bird safe and secure in its cage. Excuse me. While all living beings need regulated amounts of sodium in their systems, too much salt can lead to a host of health problems in birds, including excessive thirst, dehydration, kidney dysfunction, and death. Keep watch over the number of salty foods your bird consumes. Avocado. The skin and pit of this popular fruit has been known to cause cardiac distress and eventual heart failure in pet bird species. Although there is some debate about the degree of toxicity of avocados, it is generally advised to adopt a better safe than sorry attitude toward them. Keep guacamole and other avocado products as far away from pet birds as possible. Mushrooms. Mushrooms are a type of fungus and have been known to cause digestive upset in companion birds. Caps and stems of some varieties can induce liver failure. Don't let your bird consume raw or cooked mushrooms. Tomato leaves. Tomatoes, like potatoes and other nightshades, have a tasty fruit that is fine as a treat for your bird. The stems, vines, and leaves, however, are highly toxic to your pet. When you offer your bird a tomato treat, make sure it has been properly cleaned and sliced with the green parts removed so that your bird will avoid exposure to toxins. Due to their high acidic content, tomatoes aren't the best option. There are many other vegetables that you can feed your bird. Caffeine. Caffeinated beverages such as soda, coffee, and tea are popular among people, but allowing your bird to indulge in these drinks can be extremely hazardous. Caffeine causes cardiac malfunctions in birds and is associated with increased heartbeat, arrhythmia, hyperactivity, and cardiac arrest. Instead, share a healthy drink of pure fruit or vegetable juice or a fresh smoothie with your bird. This will satisfy both your bird's taste buds and nutritional requirements. Onions. While limited amounts of onion or garlic powders as flavorings are generally regarded as acceptable, excessive consumption of onions causes vomiting, diarrhea, and a host of other digestive problems in pet birds. It has been found that prolonged exposure to can lead to a blood condition called hemolytic anemia, which is followed by respiratory distress and eventual death. Dried beans. Cooked beans are a favorite treat of many birds, but raw, dry beans can be extremely harmful to your pet. Uncooked beans contain a poison called hemagglutinin, which is very toxic to birds. To avoid exposure, thoroughly cook any beans that you choose to share with your bird and avoid leaving dried beans in an easily accessible location. In the news, for those of you who are fans of Lil Bub, the cat, sadly, the small wonder recently passed away. On HuffPost.com, Jenna Amatulli reports fans mourn the death of celebrity cat Lil Bub. Famous cat Lil Bub has died. The feline who catapulted to internet stardom in 2011 has died at 8 years old. On Monday, December 2nd, 2019, the feline's owner, Mike Brodowski, posted on social media that his beloved friend has passed away on Sunday. We lost the purest, kindest, and most magical living force on our planet. Bub was cheerful and full of love, laying on our bed with us Saturday night, but unexpectedly passed away peacefully in her sleep, wrote Brodowski in Lil Bub's weekly newsletter. On Lil Bub's Twitter site, at IamLilBub, Brodowski writes, "It's me, Mike, Bub's dude. Bub has departed. She's on her way home." Brodowski explained that he's been fully transparent about Lil Bub's poor health and that it was no secret that she was battling a persistent and aggressive bone infection. Despite that, he says he wasn't expecting her to pass on so soon or abruptly without warning. Brodowski highlighted more of Bub's achievements in his note about her death. "She has literally saved thousands of lives, both pets and humans. She started the first National Fund for Special Needs Pets. She was the subject of groundbreaking genetic and biological research. She's helped raise over $700,000 for animals in need and has spread a message of determination, positivity, and perseverance to people all over the world." Lil Bub, June 21st, 2011 to December 1st, 2019. Rest in peace. On the lighter side, here's the kind of feel-good story with a happy ending that never gets old. Posted on HuffPost.com, Hillary Hansen reports, "Stray dog found keeping tiny kittens warm by roadside on frigid night. The dog, now named Serenity, and the 5 kittens are now safe in the care of Pet and Wildlife Rescue in Chatham, Kent, Ontario. 5 young kittens got through a frigid Canada night thanks to a sweet stray dog, as well as the humans who brought the whole crew to safety. Pet and Wildlife Rescue, or PAWR, a nonprofit that operates the Municipal Animal Shelter in Chatham, Kent, Ontario, posted photos on November 16th, 2019, showing the dog, now named Serenity, alongside the 5 black kittens. "Our stray sweetheart is keeping her baby safe at the shelter tonight. The now viral post reads, "A good citizen has spotted Serenity with her body wrapped around the kittens on the side of the road and contacted Paw R, according to social media posts from the group. An animal control officer then went out to retrieve the huddled group and bring them to the shelter. It had been a very cold night, so these kittens would have had a very hard time surviving," a shelter spokesperson told the Dodo. "It's not clear if Serenity and the kittens knew each other before the night that they were found, but at the shelter, the dog continued to visit her kitten friends as they got treatments for fleas and parasites. Now, the kittens are in the care of a foster family until they're old enough to go up for adoption. Serenity will be up for adoption after she's spayed on December 3rd. An Instagram post purportedly written by Serenity describes her as a young, high-energy dog who would do best in a house with small children, needs help with house training and manners, and gets along with some dogs but not others. I'm obviously great with cats and would have no problem going to a home that has cats in it," the post says, complete with a cat face emoji. Serenity is estimated to be about 2 years old and will need some extra training in her new home. The post also states that while shelter staff know they may get some backlash for not adopting Serenity out with the kittens, the reason is because the kittens will not be old enough for adoption for a couple of months. It's always the staff's goal to get dogs out of the shelter environment and into their forever homes as soon as possible, the post says, again, written in the canine person by Serenity. "At the end of the day, I'm just happy that the kittens were found with me and are now resting peacefully in a warm foster home instead of outside in the cold." And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.